This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Care. Patient's first name is Barbara. Last name is Johnson. Johnson. Date of birth is 4/26/1947. Date of evaluation is 1/11/2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's mood, cognition, history of present illness. This is a 74 years old female who has been a resident of this facility since 12/31/2021. She was admitted here upon transfer from Ascension Providence Park, Novi. Patient's chart indicates a history of left total knee arthroplasty, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, unspecified dementia, polyosteoarthritis, ASHD, history of TIA and cerebral infarction, hypertension, presence of left artificial knee joint, period. I discussed her condition with the nursing staff, social worker, and reviewed ASPRO records as well as evaluation done by a PA from our service. She was also seen by psychologist Dr. Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, period. Patient was calm, but responses are significantly delayed. She sometimes stares into space, and when I asked her how old she is, it took her a long time to state that she's 74. And when I asked her what month is this, she kept on repeating, quote, 74, unquote. Patient could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement here. She acknowledged that sometimes she feels down, but denied any complaints of loss of sleep or appetite or any suicidal ideation. I spoke to a patient's daughter, Angela Marshall, on phone, who reports that her mother suffered from a stroke in 2019, and she has progressively declined. Period. Reports that her brother was taking care of her, and apparently patient's daughter Angela had to get involved to get her mom the help she needed. Period. Patient's daughter reports conflicts among siblings. Daughter reports that her mother has a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, but not confirmed by a neurologist. Daughter reports that PCP had prescribed amantadine, period. She also reported that her mother was prescribed Lexapro in the past, but apparently did not seem to have any significant benefits. And Lexapro was discontinued. Your daughter does not see the need for retrial of antidepressants and is concerned about potential adverse effects of psychotropic medications. Your daughter believes that her mom needs a 24-hour care, and She herself is unable to provide 24-hour supervision. Daughter acknowledged that her mom has gone through a lot of changes in the past year or two, including several deaths in family due to COVID. And reports that previous rehab facility was not nice. No reports of any hallucinations, but staff reports that sometimes she refuses care and medications. Next paragraph. Review of systems on no changes in body systems, except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, histories and habits forward from last visit on January 7, 2022. Next paragraph, blood pressure 122 over 79, pulse 80, respiration 17. General appropriately groomed. Demeanor cooperative, motor movement, psychomotor retardation, gait, lying in bed, speech soft, delayed response, mood dysphoric, affect constricted, thought processes slowed, periods of confusion, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances. None reported. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. Memory recent, impaired, final knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph. Persistent pain, unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance, F03.90. Number two, Parkinson's disease, G20. Number three, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F30.3.1. Plans, and discuss with daughter possibility of retrial of another antidepressant. But daughter is concerned about potential adverse effects of psychotropic medications, and apparently did not have much beneficial effects from previous trial of Lexapro. Staff needs to continue to encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities, therapy as per care plans. Procedure code 99309. Number two, advanced care planning, discuss a documented advanced care plan or surrogate decision maker documented in the medical record D1123F. Number three, functional status performed once in the last 12 months, G9916, number 4. BMI is with the normal parameters, no follow-up plan is required, G8420. This is the end of the